How was the first time you heard the Munro Brothers?
Well, we had a little wind-up, we called it a graphophone, in the house, and one of my older brothers came home with a record, and he said, I want you to listen to this. It's some of the best I've ever heard. As I went down in the valley to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Come on, fathers, and let's go down. Come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, fathers, and let's go down, down in the valley to pray. As I went down in the valley to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Come on, mothers, and let's go down. Come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, mothers, and let's go down, down in the valley to pray. As I went down in the valley to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Come on, brothers, and let's go down. Come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, brothers, and let's go down, down in the valley to pray. As I went down in the valley to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Come on, sisters, let's go down. Come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, sisters, let's go down, down in the valley to pray. As I went down in the valley to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Come on, sinners, and let's go down. Come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, sinners, and let's go down, down in the valley to pray.
Down in the Valley to Pray, the Three Pickers, Earl Scruggs, Doc Watson, Ricky Skaggs, joined as well by Alison Krauss. That just gave me the goosebumps. And you can find that on YouTube, and actually just Google the Three Pickers, and it comes right up. And it's a rather well done documentary, and the recordings are just amazing. It's so amazing that they did that so we can have, listen back and to them all. Good morning, all my friends, and welcome into Sunday Grass. Heavenly birthday, 101, Doc Watson would have been today. Watson did play a key role in the folk music revival in the 1960s. However, afterwards, he did not slow down in any way. After that, he recorded, playing live, festivals, collaborating, and just going and going. And one of his favorite things to do was to combine his love of family with his love of music. At the age of 15, Merle Watson joined his father in making music and recording music, and they made music together for 21 years before Merle's tragic death. Merle was widely recognized as one of the best flat-picking and slide guitarists in his own right of his generation, and Merle Fest is one of the world's largest and most prestigious folk music festivals held in his honor yearly in Wilkesboro, North Carolina. We're going to go into a few selections with Merle and Doc because they are some of my favorites. I hope they're some of yours. Here's Merle and Doc off the 1996 Doc Watson and Son album with Little Sadie, one of my favorites. Ruben's Train off the Home Sweet Home 1997 album. And Talking to Casey. And this one really showcases Merle's his style of guitar playing. And that's off the Doc and Merle guitar album. Stick around. Lots more Sunday Grass still to come.
Went out one night for to make a little round. I met a little Sadie and I shot her down. went back home and I got in my bed, 44 pistol under my head. Waked up next morning about 9:30, the hacks and the buggies all standing in line, gents and the gamblers standing all around, taking little Sadie to her burying ground. Then I began to think of what a deed I'd done. I grabbed my hat and away I run. I made a good run, but a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. I was standing on the corner reading the bill when up stepped the sheriff from Thomasville. He says, young man, ain't your name Brown? Remember the night you shot Sadie down? I says, yes, sir, my name is Lee. I murdered little Sadie in the first degree, in the first degree, and the second degree. If you got any papers, won't you read them to me? They took me downtown and dressed me in black, put me on the train and started me back. They crammed me back in that Thomasville jail, and I had no money for to go my way. That judge and jury, they took their stand. The judge had the papers in his right hand. 41 days and 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball and the stripes.
Let's get that Rubens train. I heard you warming up on there. That might be a pretty good one to put on here.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Debbie Lynn Housen, the host of Sunday Grass. Sunday Grass is a weekly journey into the heart of bluegrass, recorded live in my home in northwestern Ontario, Canada. Sunday Grass is always done in memory of my father, who instilled in me a love and appreciation of all music, but especially bluegrass. If you'd like to follow Spark Radio and come on the show or be a guest, head to Linktree/Sunday Grass. Sunday Grass goes live out of the Station Head app every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you'd like to come and join in the live show, head to the App Store and download the Station Head app. Connect your Apple or Spotify premium music streaming account and come join in the fun. May you keep bluegrass in your heart, music in your soul, and a two-step in your boots. And welcome back, all my friends, to Sunday Grass. I want to thank you all for hanging out this morning. We have some more Doc Watson music to go into, but I just want to let you know that I really appreciate your support of the Sunday Grass show. It means more to me than you will ever know. It helps me keep the memory of my father alive. It also helps with my own mental health. Something to look forward to every week. Something that my father loved was history. He was a huge Civil War buff, and he just loved learning about a lot of things. And my son's like that as well. And I never really realized that love was passed along to me until I really started researching the Sunday Grass show in 2022. Going into the history of bluegrass music, I find it so interesting to go into the artists every week, or if I'm going into a genre or a certain time frame or time period. It's just really good for me. And supposedly that keeps away Alzheimer's as well. So there we go. It's, you know, a win-win situation. So Doc Watson recorded for a number of labels, including Vanguard, Capitol, and Sugar Hill. He appeared on innumerable radio and television shows. Many of these can be found on YouTube, like the clips that I played for you, and all those clips are publicly posted, so they're free for anybody to watch. There's also a huge collection on the Smithsonian Folk Folkways. And I will post the link to that in the description, because if you want to learn anything about Appalachian music, about the history of most music in America, it's really a great place to start. And what we have right now is Will the Circle Be Unbroken, the 1971 album with Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And this is Tennessee Stud, and this did quite well. And then we're going to go into a couple with Doc and Merle and Sam Bush off the 1997 Home Sweet Home album. We're going to go into Gypsy Davy and Lonesome Banjo. Stick around. Lots more Sunday grass still to come.
Jimmy Driftwood wrote this thing.
Hello there. 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6.
Do we want to try a break? Now your fiddle break comes right after I get back and whoop her brother and her paw and sing a chorus.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yeah. Now, that is about as pretty a bass line as I've heard played in something in a long time. I compliment that boy back there. That's a horse's foot in the gravel, man. That ain't trained. Running through a ford in the creek. Let's see if we can put down a take. Where's the harmony at? Right here?
Oh, he's talking to the bass player. Come on, Jimmy.
Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. And I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been a-riding that Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw, and one of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, then I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. We drifted on down into no man's land. We crossed that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with a Spaniard's foal till it got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Well, I got just as lonesome as a man can be, a-dreamin' of my girl in Tennessee. The Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was a-dreamin' of a sweetheart too. We loped right back across Arkansas, I whooped her brother and I whooped her paw. When I found that girl with the golden hair, she was a-ridin' that Tennessee mare. Whoa, boy. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed them mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy, then we forded a flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. There's a pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse coat playing round the door. I love that girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. There's good horses. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
See if you can pick a little bit of that lonesome banjo there, son, that Arnold put together. That's a pretty good lonesome tune there.
Welcome back, all my friends, to Sunday Grass. I want to thank you all for coming this morning, that you choose to spend your Sunday mornings with a cup of coffee and bluegrass with me. It warms my heart, and I hope you've enjoyed today's show. A couple of items of housekeeping that I want to go into before we head out. First of all, a lot of the information that I found today was from, like I said, Blind But Now I See, the first comprehensive biography of Doc Watson, which was written over 6 years. And this was by award-winning author Kent Gustafson. And as well, Sunday Grass, next week, we'll be going on at a different time. We'll be going on at high noon with Joey Berglund and Jordan Wilson, the current members of Bar J Bar. And they've been here before. A couple of you were in a show, and Joey's come by and we did a Jam Grass Christmas. And they're just a couple of fun boys. And we're going to catch up with them on the Can't Dance Too Wet to Plow tour. They're going to play us some live music, so you don't want to miss that. That will be next Sunday, March 10th at high noon on Sunday Grass. And then coming up on the following Thursday, we have Gary Hector all the way from Trinidad, and he has a brand new album coming out, and we're going to get a sneak peek at some singles that haven't even hit the States yet. So that's going to be a very fun interview. And towards the end of the month, the Indigo Roots Band is coming, a couple of lovely ladies. And you just keep an eye on the Spark Radio's Instagram and you will see any posts about upcoming shows as well. If you're interested, you can go to Linktree/Sunday Grass for anything to do with Sunday Grass shows. And we're going to head out today with, you can't have a Doc Watson special without playing Shady Grove. And I found a really good live recording. Thank you all, my friends, for coming today. May you keep bluegrass in your heart, music in your soul, and a two-step in your boots. Have a great day, my friends.
Thank you very much. One of my favorite good old Corton tunes from back in those days. There's a little song he may want to pick up the mandola on. David.
I forgot to bring it out. I'll be right back.
He forgot. I told him we were going to do it, but he forgot it. Oh, he's a pleasure to pick with. He'll be back in a minute with a bigger mandolin. It's called a mandola.
Is that what it is?
That's the hillbilly way of pronouncing it, David.
What?
It's called a mandola.
Mandola, yeah.
Yeah. Once we were doing a show at Carnegie Hall, Merle and T. Michael and I, and somebody hollered and said, "Doc Watson, are you a hillbilly?" And I said, "You're damn right, and I'm proud of it." And the audience laughed. Shady Grove is one of my favorite Courtney songs, as I said. Okay, fellas, here we go. Cheeks as red as a blooming rose, and eyes are the prettiest brown. She's the darling of my heart, sweetest little girl in town. Wish I had a glass of wine and bread and meat for two. I'd set it out on a golden plate and I'd give it all to you. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Shady Grove, say she'll be my wife. A kiss from pretty little Shady Grove, as sweet as brandy wine. And there ain't no girl in this whole world that's prettier than mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Shady Grove, she's standing in the door, her shoes and stockings in her hand, and her little bare feet on the floor. Wish I had me a big old horse and the grain to feed him on. A little Shady Grove to stay at home and feed him while I'm gone. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. All right, Mr. Dog. Summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have a little Shady Grove, I don't know y'all at all. And if I had a needle and thread as fine as I could show, I'd sew a pretty gal to my side and down the road we'd go. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
Great song, David.